Classic hits, 95.1 KMSD. We continue along with Good Morning Milbank. Recently, and folks can learn more, they can go to the milbankschooldistrict.com website. We have a 13-year-old who is a published author who goes to Milbank School, which I think is the coolest thing in the world. We like to say hello to Silas Moss.
Well, hello.
It's a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you so much for coming in. And with you, your teacher,
Mrs. Dahlman.
Yes, who helped you. We would like to say hello to Mrs. Dahlman.
Hello.
Thank you for coming in.
You bet.
Let's go through the National Poetry Contest. How did this start? Have you known about it for quite some time? Is this a yearly thing?
It is a yearly thing. So I had gotten correspondence in my mailbox and opened it up and thought, oh, this would be a great opportunity for the kids. So in amongst my curriculum map, I thought this might have to be an extracurricular thing. So I offered it to the kids, said, if anybody's interested, I'm here to help and support. And if you were interested, I gave them the paperwork that they needed. I helped them to edit or revise if they wanted me to. And then we worked together in the application process, and then I mailed it out for them.
And that's where Silas comes in. What made you decide, yeah, this is something I want to do. I want to get involved and write a poem.
Yeah, we were in the we were in the poetry unit, and it was ELA class, and we got to the point where we had to write our own poem. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And I went home and I just started brainstorming. We did it during class. And when we started sharing, we had, I'd shared my poem and everyone thought it was great. And I had already heard about the contest and I talked to Ms. Dahlman about it. And she said we could publish that. And we just sent it in. And yep, that's it. That's how kind of it started.
So how did you help him get it, I guess, publishing worthy?
So we just kind of read through his draft, and I had asked him some questions in regards to the image that he wanted people to have in their mind as they read it, and what kind of a story did he want to say about the parrot. And he had just expressed that he's always enjoyed parrots and thought they were a really cool bird, and he has, like, other, you know, items at home that he has enjoyed in regards to parrots. So the topic was really good. I just kind of brainstormed with him. Do you want a rhyming pattern? Do you want it to be free verse? What kind of a story do you want? I more or less just poked him and prodded him with questions. So he just kind of thought deeper. I didn't help revise it a whole lot. He did a great job the first time through, and maybe a spelling here or a spelling there. Otherwise, it was published worthy.
Yeah.
What is it about parrots that you like so much? And do you have a parrot?
No, I do not have a parrot, but I had, it's more been a interesting bird for me. I'm not sure why. I see it in video games. I see it around life. I've seen videos. And it was just more of an interesting topic and interesting bird for me. I honestly have had an interest for a long time. And the reason why I wrote it the way I did is because we were on animals on that topic, and this was the one I wanted to choose because this is one of my favorites. I couldn't think about anything else but this bird. And pretty much what the poem is about, it is saying, like, they're beautiful colors. They pretty much speak, they copy people's words. And I turn that word into telling people's truths. And I had, when I wrote this, it was more of a dark time for me. I had been going through some stuff, and honestly, just thinking that that bird could bring other people light was what the reason why I started to write this, and that's what is the turnout of it is now.
Without further ado, you have the poem in front of you.
Yes.
So we are going to hear it from Silas himself.
From right. The published author?
Yes, from the published, author at 13 years of age. Silas, take her away.
Okay, so, in emerald hues and feathers bright they sing, with mimicry that echoes through the air. Their laughter dances, joy their voices bring, a vibrant chorus, free without a care. Upon the branches, perched in the sunlight's glow, they chatter secrets of forest deep, with tongues that twist and turn, their colors show, and playful banter promises they keep. From tropic lands, where golden sunsets blaze, to cozy homes where laughter fills the room, these charming birds enchant in wondrous ways. The presence banishes the darkest gloom. So let us cherish every squawk and flight, for parrots bring us joy and pure delight.
So good.
Very good.
Wow. Wow. Still blows me away.
It's amazing that that comes from a... Because you just had a birthday, right? So you wrote it when you were... Did you write it when you were officially still 12?
Well, I had... My birthday's in July, so okay. I had wrote that when I was 12, yes.
Wow. Not even a teenager yet, and you wrote that. That's impressive.
Yeah.
When you saw that, when it kind of came together and you're just listening to an announcer teacher, because your mom's here in studio right now.
Right.
And she said it just was amazing to hear that. What went through your mind as this teacher?
As the first read-through, I was like, oh my gosh. And then I asked him to come over, and then I, like I said before, asked him some more questions to give me details because I was blown away. And I thought, absolutely, we need to send this poem into the competition. And he was the only sixth grader who took it upon himself to write a poem outside of school and have the desire to submit. So for us to have one entry, and he was selected for publishing in a national book, I am just incredibly proud.
Yeah. And honestly, before we move on with more questions, I'd just like to say thank you to my parents, my teachers, the school district, some friends that helped me encourage with my poem writing, and also just people around town. Like, I know some people from church, they'd say thank you and all of that. Like, this has brought me such a great outcome. It's gotten to the point where I didn't think I was going to write another poem. I thought this was it, but I am writing more poems, and eventually I'm going to be making a book about it, and I'm going to reach out to the company, and I'm going to see if they're going to publish it or not. That is what people in town have been doing, has been pushing this good emotion on me that I am continue going with this career if it makes the way I think it will.
Yeah, please don't give up on writing.
No.
Yeah, you've got a definite talent there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
How exciting as a teacher do you get when one of your students shows this kind of talent?
Well, I received an email from Silas's mom that said that we'd received correspondence and he was going to be published. And I said, what? Oh my gosh. And then immediately I thought, I need a copy of the book. And so then she, through conversation, had said that they were going to be ordering a copy. And I asked if I could also order a copy. And I paid for my copy. And I'd been waiting and waiting. And I'd reached out a couple more times because I thought, goodness, this timeline has been going on and on. And so when it arrived, I was thrilled because I had asked Silas to sign my book next to his poem. And that I wanted a picture with him so that I could put it in the inside cover, you know, kind of a time capsule memory experience. And he did one better. He sent me a picture with his poem framed already, signed the front cover of the book, gave me a little message inside, and then he also signed by his poem. So I got the first copy of what might become a famous author as years continue on.
You may want to keep that 20, 25 years. That might be worth a lot of money.
It just might
not
be.
Just saying.
Right.
As you become big time, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
He's incredibly talented, and I have shared before that if he continues down this path, I see big things for him.
Definitely.
Yep, for sure.
So what else do you want to do besides writing? We were talking off the air, and you've got quite a few interests.
The year I wrote this, I was very big on electronics, and I mean, I still am. I do stuff. I do all kinds of stuff. But my primary, thing I like to do is I make music. I write music. I just don't sing to it. I just do all kinds of... I'm a multitasker is what they'd call it, and I just have many different interests, and one thing that brings out to me writing stuff that maybe I didn't think I'd write is that I am trying to long for that, like, hey, this kid is doing good, like, he is writing all this, he's doing all this, like, he's got something going for him. And that's what my parents have always said to me, is that I'm going to be someone, and that's what I'm going to be. Regardless of what happens, what life throws in my way, I'm going to be the person I'm meant to be.
And the really cool thing is that, you know, with his love of music, he just said, I like to make music, but I don't sing to it. Poetry is music.
Yeah.
Every song is written in poetry.
Mm-hmm.
Different forms or different schemes, different rhyming or not. So the two can blend together very, very easily.
Yeah. I actually didn't even think of that. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Anything else before we spring you? And thank you both so much for coming in.
No problem. I do like to say something to finish this off. I'd like to... My friends are probably listening when this goes on air. They were super excited that I was going to make this. And the one thing I would like to say is that I appreciate their support. Because, I mean, everyone goes through things that are hard. And all I'd like to say is that don't give up. Because we still got a long ways to go. Life is only the beginning. So giving up now would just make you look bad. So make you look like the best. And you'll get somewhere.
If your friends can't listen because they're in school or something, right. I'm going to post this on our website so you can go on demand and listen to it. And I'll also send you a copy.
That'd be great.
So you'll have it. So congratulations again.
Thank you.
Pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Continued success. And keep doing what you're doing. Hopefully we...
Thank you.
We get big... get big things, but continue to get big things from Silas.
Thank you. I appreciate that.